The 3M company, which manufactures chemicals in St. Paul, notified a narcotics investigator from the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension that Armstrong, a former 3M employee, had been stealing chemicals which could be used in manufacturing illicit drugs. Visual surveillance of Armstrong revealed that after leaving the employ of the 3M company, he had been purchasing similar chemicals from the Hawkins Chemical Company in Minneapolis. The Minnesota narcotics officers observed that after Armstrong had made a purchase, he would deliver the chemicals to co-defendant Pet Chen. With the consent of the Hawkins Chemical Company, officers installed a beeper inside a 5-gallon container of chloroform, one of the so-called precursor chemicals used to manufacture illicit drugs. Hawkins agreed that when Armstrong next purchased chloroform, the chloroform would be placed in this particular container. When Armstrong made the purchase, officers followed the car in which the chloroform had been placed. The officers maintained contact by using both visual surveillance and a monitor which received the signals sent from the beeper. Armstrong proceeded to Petchin's house, where the container was transferred to Petchin's automobile. Officers then followed that vehicle eastward towards the state line and into Wisconsin. During the latter part of the journey, Petchin began making evasive maneuvers, and the pursuing agents ended their visual surveillance. At about the same time, officers lost the signal from the beeper, but with the assistance of a monitoring device located in a helicopter, the approximate location of the signal was picked up again about an hour later. The signal was now stationary, and the location identified was a cabin occupied by Knott near Shell Lake, Wisconsin. The record did not reveal that the beeper was used after the location in the area of the cabin had been initially determined. Relying on the location of the chloroform derived through the use of the beeper and additional information obtained during 3 days of intermittent visual surveillance of Knott's cabin, officers secured a search warrant. During execution of the warrant, officers discovered a fully operable clandestine drug laboratory in the cabin. In the laboratory area, officers found formulas for amphetamine and methamphetamine, over $10,000 worth of laboratory equipment and chemicals in quantities sufficient to produce 14 pounds of pure amphetamine. Under a barrel outside the cabin, officers located the 5-gallon container of chloroform. After his motion to suppress evidence based on the warrantless monitoring of the beeper was denied, Knott was convicted for conspiring to manufacture controlled substances in violation of 21 U.S.C. Section 846. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. The United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit reversed the conviction. The court found that the monitoring of the beeper was prohibited by the Fourth Amendment because its use had violated Knott's reasonable expectation of privacy. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed to review the case. So currently, we are before the U.S. Supreme Court. The issue before the U.S. Supreme Court is whether the beeper, which was placed in a drum containing chloroform and which allowed law enforcement officers to trace the location of the can of chloroform, violated the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. And here is the rule. One has a lesser expectation of privacy in a motor vehicle because its function is transportation, and it seldom serves as one's residence or as the repository of personal effects. A car has little capacity for escaping public scrutiny. It travels public thoroughfares where both its occupants and its contents are in plain view. And here is how the court analyzed this case. The court began its analysis by laying down Cat's reasonable expectation of privacy test. The Cat's reasonable expectation of privacy requires that an individual, by his conduct, has exhibited an actual subjective expectation of privacy, and the individual's subjective expectation of privacy is one that society is prepared to recognize as reasonable. The court explained that an individual expectation of privacy is diminished when inside a motor vehicle traveling through public roads. The court stated that the governmental surveillance conducted by means of the beeper in this case amounted principally to the following of an automobile on public streets and highways. We have commented more than once on the diminished expectation of privacy in an automobile. One has a lesser expectation of privacy in a motor vehicle. A person traveling in an automobile on public thoroughfares has no reasonable expectation of privacy in his movements from one place to another. When Petchen traveled over the public streets, he voluntarily conveyed to anyone who wanted to look the fact that he was traveling over particular roads in a particular direction. He also conveyed the fact of whatever stops he made and the fact of his final destination when he exited from the public roads into private property. Knotts, as the owner of the cabin and surrounding premises to which Petchen drove, undoubtedly had the traditional expectation of privacy within a dwelling place insofar as the cabin was concerned, but no such expectation of privacy extended to the visual observation of Petchen's automobile arriving in his premises after leaving a public highway. Petchen neither had an expectation of privacy to movements of objects such as his drum of chloroform outside the cabin in the open fields. Visual surveillance from public place along Petchen's road or adjoining Knott's premises would have sufficed to reveal all of these facts to the police. The fact that the officers in this case relied not only on visual surveillance, but on the use of the beeper to signal the presence of Petchen's automobile to the police receiver does not alter the situation. Nothing in the Fourth Amendment prohibited the police from augmenting the sensory faculties bestowed upon them at birth with such enhancement as science and technology afforded them in this case. To conclude, the court held that officers monitoring the beeper signals did not invade any legitimate expectation of privacy on their part. Therefore, there was neither a search or seizure within the meaning of the Fourth Amendment.